Folks, it's your old buddy Luke Clayton. We are out on the end of the Galveston jetties out here with Captain Mike Williams, fishing one of his boats. Galveston Fishing Guides is where you can learn a lot about it. And we have just really put the anchor down and started to fish for trout, redfish. They've been catching a lot of fish out here. Trying to get everybody set up and get them going, but we just got the anchor out. We'll convene here in just a little bit. Mark, you've been fishing with Captain Mike, and yes, Mike's been a friend of mine and a steady fishing guy down here for 20 years, but you've been fishing with him for 7 or 8 years yourself, haven't you?
Yes, sir. I got a lot of respect for the man.
Yeah, well, the fishing, man, we're going to get out here and anchor down, and it's middle of the day, but y'all been catching a lot of trout, and then we've got the grandsons down here this time, and we could be out shark fishing. I see all the shrimp boats out working. They're probably, sharking would probably be hammers
it
down.
It would be, you'd have a good time.
We're having a good time now, but with these youngsters, this is just primo,
yes, sir.
Know.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Phil, can you believe, like three weeks ago, you and I were... We were down catching the northern pike, weren't we?
There's quite a difference in there. Quite a difference in the scenery and the water and the fish.
And the latitude, that's for sure, man.
Latitude, for sure.
Yeah.
And length of the days.
Length of the days, yeah. It was land of the midnight sun up there. It is crazy. That was only 3 weeks ago, but... Well, folks, we're anchored down now on the jetties. And Jack, you ready to catch a trout or a Spanish mackerel or a redfish?
Yeah.
I know you are. I can tell that look on your face. Mark, are we going to switch over to some soft plastics here? Here in a little bit, maybe?
Possibly, but I would stay with the live bait.
Live bait.
That's what's in the water right now, and that's what the fish are eating.
And on this side of the jetties here, right there, they're catching a bunch of fish in here, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Yep.
Right here, we got a little like a little eddy from the wind blowing the water here. And so what I'm hoping are these fish are stacked up on this back side of these rocks and just sitting there and letting the bait come through.
Well, folks, we're back at the dock. We had a great time fishing today down at Galveston with the grandsons. If you're looking for a getaway this summer, you know, Galveston Island is one of the closest coastal destinations for many of us. There's a whole lot to do down here, but whatever you do when you're down here, make sure and try to schedule a little time for fishing. It could be surf fishing if you catch the green water in close to the shore. You can catch a lot of trout, especially early morning, late afternoons. There's some fishing piers down here. Galveston Fishing Guides is a spot you want to go online. Captain Mike Williams been fishing down here for many, many years, and he's got a team of awesome guides. Today's show was made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Rhino Steel Buildings, Margaret Holmes, and Glory Brand Seasoned Canned Goods, Hunter Supply, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, the Texas Deer Association, R&L Air Gun Supply, Smokin' Tex, Electric Smokers, Air Guns of Texas, and Sun Optics USA.